हरे कृष्णा। भक्ति इज प्रैग्मैटिक, नॉट डॉगमैटिक। द भक्ति ट्रेडिशन एसेंस इज द इनफ्लो ऑफ द आउटफ्लो ऑफ द ह्यूमन हार्ट्स लव टुवर्ड्स द डिवाइन एंड द इनफ्लो ऑफ द डिवाइन्स लव इन टू द ह्यूमन हार्ट। ओवर द मिलेनिया द भक्ति ट्रेडिशन हैज़ डेवलप्ड स्पेसिफिक स्ट्रक्चर्स, सर्टन रिचुअल्स, सर्टन फॉर्मुलरीज फॉर फैसिलिटेटिंग दिस रेसिप्रोकेशन ऑफ लव। एट द सेम टाइम द भक्ति ट्रेडिशन इज अ लिविंग ट्रेडिशन एंड इट्स लिविंग प्रैक्टिशनर्स इंश्योर दैट इट डजेंट लेट द स्ट्रक्चर ओवरराइड द सब्सटेंस। इट मेक श्योर दैट वॉट एवर स्ट्रक्चर्स आर देयर दे असिस्ट इन द अवेकनिंग ऑफ द सब्सटेंस ऑफ डिवोशन in the heart, and thus the bhakti tradition is not dogmatic but pragmatic. It does not focus on rigid adherence in every way to some codes given in some obscure book found in some corner of the world. It focuses more on in a living, relevant and accessible way unleashing the heart's emotion for the supreme and opening the heart to experience the love of the Supreme. So this pragmatism is evident in the Bhagavad Gita itself, specifically in its expansive reconceptualization of fire sacrifice. Now conventionally, fire sacrifice refer to the ritual wherein one offered oblations into fire. Now Arjuna, when he had second thoughts about whether he should fight a war against his relatives, was guided by Arjuna, was illumined by Krishna, rather, with the understanding that even his war could be seen as a sacrifice. But Krishna points to this in 4.23 when he states, Kata Sangasya Muktasya Jnana Vastita Chetasaha Yajna Yacharataha Karma Samagram Praviliyate. So he says, Kata Sangasya Muktasya, being freed from attachment, Yajna Yacharataha Yanavastita Chetasaha, being situated in knowledge, and Yajna Yacharataha Karma, working in the mood of Yajna, in the mood of sacrifice. Samagram Praviliyate, in this way, you will completely become absorbed in transcendence. So then Krishna describes how the whole world can be seen as Brahman and all the ingredients of sacrifice can be seen as Brahman. And from verses 25 to 30, he describes how various forms of piety and spirituality, such as fasting, scriptural study, yoga, breath control, asanas, and all these can also be seen as sacrifice. Even married life, renounced life, all these can be seen as sacrifice. So the subtext of this is that Arjuna should see even the Kurukshetra war, the sacrifice in which he is the priest and the Kauravas are the oblation to be offered, and this bow Gandiva is going to be the ladle, the spoon with which the oblation is to be made. And later on in the 11th chapter, when Krishna shows his universal form where the soldiers are entering into the mouth, that is a visual demonstration of this principle of how the Kurukshetra war is a sacrifice. And essentially, through this revelation, Krishna conveys that we focus on the principle of connecting our heart with Krishna. And the living bhakti teachers are expert in ensuring this connection in ways that are intelligible, practical and relishable for practitioners of each age. And thus, the bhakti tradition stays a living, vibrant tradition that attracts souls towards Krishna and nourishes their devotion for Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.